we're here today in front of Justin Trudeau's office. It's a place where we're here this week to recognize the gesture of, in the light of Justin Trudeau's gesture of receiving hundreds or a few hundred Syrian refugees, and with the promise of many more. We're calling for more action. We're calling, if the government wants to place itself as a position, as an agent of change, and to put Canada on the forefront as a terre d'accueil, as a place of receiving refugees, it has to start at home, it has to start with real action, and it has to start with systemic change. We're calling on the government to open its borders, to recognize the presence of hundreds and thousands of people that have been living here for years without status. Just when the Syrian refugees arrived in Toronto at Pearson Airport, and when they will arrive today, they will receive a health card, social insurance. They'll be able to integrate right away in society, and that is exactly what is, it's a model of what is possible and what we demand from the government for thousands of people that are living without status here in Canada. We're also here to reject Islamophobia. It's an important, in the light of all the xenophobia and Islamophobia that we've seen, the acts of violence and hate, we're calling for an end to all Islamophobia and for the acceptance of refugees from all over the world, regardless of religion. To be welcome and received in the same way. All migrants, regardless of their country of origin, from all different countries around the world. We know that there are many conflicts, many situations of precarity in countries like Mexico, in African countries, in countries all over the world that are being ignored as the Canadian government is turning its attention on one specific issue. We're also calling on the government to recognize the presence of hundreds and thousands of people living in Canada without status. The government today, or this week, showed that it was capable of offering immediate recourse to the social system, of giving a social insurance card, a health card, to the people arriving in the Trudeau and Pearson airports. We demand the same treatment for people who have been living in Canada upwards of years, who have been living and working, forming communities here, but always in the shadow of our society, unable to access health or access health, education, recourse to safety or shelters. So we're demanding that the government do the same thing. On Monday, we can, from this very office, the government can start by offering the same documents, the same access as what they have offered in the airports this week. We're also here with a strong message of to denounce the Islamophobia and xenophobia that we've been witnessing in Quebec, in Canada, and across the world recently, and also in the past months. We're seeing attacks on people, and we're denouncing that, and that's why we're here today. We're also wearing masks as speakers in this march, also as a symbolic gesture for people who are not able to even come and walk these streets for fear of being caught, of being arrested, and being detained and being deported. So it was an important gesture for people who are not able to protest and to access their full freedom and dignity because of something as arbitrary as status. So open the border, status for all.
Complètement. Like other speakers have talked about, and I'm sure everybody's watched the Facebook videos, the Trudeau welcome at the Toronto airport, the first plane load of Syrian refugees, but it was watched in a particular sort of void, almost as if no memory that we have such a lovely Liberal government in front of us. Trudeau just welcoming these Syrians, not sure why they came, not sure for what reason. But if anybody remembers the last Liberal government we had, and I remember planes going the other way, but of Canadian troops going to destroy, occupy, and pillage entire countries in the Middle East, creating this crisis, or creating the context of this crisis. Welcoming those refugees is not simply an act of generosity. It's a responsibility of a war of terror they've created. And particularly the Liberal government. And it's in this context that Islamophobia is not only allowed or sponsored, but is actually created and used by the state to be able to demonize entire communities to be able to fight their war of terror in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria. So to see Islamophobia simply the random acts of a few bigots, the attack of a mosque, the demonization of a woman wearing niqab. No, it's this government that's created the context and has allowed for Islamophobia to become normalized in our society. And not only that, Islamophobia has been used as a way to criminalize who gets to come in and who doesn't get to come in. There's no talk in the media how come there are no Syrian men that are allowed to migrate on their own. There's no discussion of which refugees from Muslim or Arab backgrounds are welcomed or not welcomed. And more often, what we hear is we want Christians, we want Arab Christians to come, we want Yazidis, we want minorities, but we don't want Muslims to enter our country. Even though we've created the crisis that displaced them, this is the context of Islamophobia. And we've seen it not by only by the conservatives, the security certificates that forced Muslim men, into indefinite incarceration, into separate laws that only they faced was under the Liberal context. So Islamophobia, if we want to talk about justice for immigrant communities, and we want to welcome refugees, and we want, then we also have to fight Islamophobia, and we also have to fight what this government is doing, not just to immigrant communities here, but what's caused them to migrate, what caused them to be displaced in the first place. This is also our act of solidarity against Islamophobia, and not only to open the borders, but allow people the right to return, the right to stay, and the right to live in dignity no matter where they are. Thank you.
Avec, avec et sans papier. Stop, stop, stop.